This is a Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Nazir, tape number 2.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Rabbi Ephraim ben Noach Steinreich, Zechreinu Levracha.
Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi David Heber.
We will begin reviewing from Daf Chav Ches. If the Kivsei Atzeres, which were Shlomim, were Shechted, Shaloi Lishman, or Lifnei Hazman, they may still be eaten. Rameir holds that the husband could be made for the Nazirus at the very end, before the Tiglachas, since it's disgusting in his eyes. The Tanakama holds she can always wear a Pei Nachris, a Shetel. The father can make the son, who is a Kotan, into a Nazir, however the child or other Krovim can be Meicha at the beginning. In other words, they can complain and say they don't want him to be a Nazir. However, a mother cannot complain. She does not have the ability to be Meicha. Rabbi Yochanan says it's because Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. The Gemara in Daf Chav Tes brings from Reish Lakish that it's because of Chinuch. The mother is not Mechuyev in Chinuch by Nazirus. There is no Chiyuv to be Mechanech his daughter by Nazirus, only his son. Chinuch is only Midrabanan. Reish Lakish holds like the Man Damer that says Chulin Ba'azara is Lav D'Oraisa and Shechitas Ha'oif is Lav D'Oraisa. Until when can a father make his son into a Nazir? Rebbe holds, Atshavi Beis Cyrus. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda holds, until Oynas Nadarim, until he reaches the age of 12. Daf Lamed. If the father left over Mo Stumin for Nazirus, and he dies, and the son is Makabal Nazirus, Al Manas, on the condition to use his father's money, he can use it for his Nazirus. However, there's a Loch Lomash Sinai that only a son could do this, not a daughter. If the father and son were both Makabal Nazirus at the same time, and then the father dies, according to Rabbi Yossi, he cannot use the money of his father. According to other Tanoim, he could. The Gemara has several shailas regarding this halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Does this follow the regular Dinei Yerusha or not? Do two brothers split the money? Does the Bechor receive Pishnayim? And what about if they're different Nazirim? L'Moshel, the father is another Oilam, and the son is another Stam. Could the son use the father's Karbonas? What if the father is another Tomei and the son is another Tohar? Gemara B'Leibes Teiku. A ben, a son, is Yerush, his father. A bas is not Yerush, but Makam ben, she's only Yerush if there are no other Bonim. Perek Chamishi, Daf Lamed Aleph. Hektish Betos. If a person says, L'mashal, the first black axe which comes out is Hektish, and a white one comes out, Beishamai says it's Hektish, Beisilil says it's not Hektish. The Gemara has several ways to explain the person's intentions according to Beis Shammai. At first, the Gemara says, Beis Shammai means the white one is Hektish. Rapapa learns, no, he still means the first black one is Hektish, even though it did not come out first. Abaye says the white one is Hektish. We read the Maisa in past tense, the black one which came out first. He, the Maisa, thought it was black based on the footsteps of this ox. We say that he was really never mocked, but on the fact that it was black. Gemara says that Ba'ayin Ra Makdish. If one becomes a Nazir, and while he was waiting to be Nishal to a Chacham, he was not Noeg Nazirus, Lamashal, he went ahead and drank wine, even if the Chacham is not Matir in the end, nevertheless, those days will count towards his Nazirus, and day number one is still from the time he was originally Makabal Nazirus. Daf Lamed Beis, Tmura B'Taos Havi Tmura. However, if we are Oiker the Hektish from the original Behema, the Tmura will also not be Hektish. Person is makdish each 10th behema of his flock. If he accidentally was makdish the 9th or the 11th, as if it was the Asiri, it was the 10th, it's hektish. If he was mechaven to be makdish the 9th or the 11th, Rav Nachman says it's not hektish, Rav Chista says that it is. Ein poischin pesach benoled benaziris. Something is not shchiach at the time of he was makabal the naziris, we cannot use it as a pesach to get him out of his naziris. However, poischin betnai noled. If he could have been influenced, and he would not have been so firm, we can then go ahead and be matir his Nazirus. Say for Yirmiyah, when it repeats Heichal Hashem 3 times, it indicates there will be 3 Batei Mikdashos. There were 490 years between the Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, as it says in Daniel, Shvua Shvuayim. Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara indicates Teichadei Dibor, Kedibor Dami. Daf Lamed Dalad. A Kvi is a Safik Chaya, Safik Behema. Safik Beri Chadasha. However, it has characteristics similar to a Chaya and similar to a Behema. Hence, if he says, Hareini Nazir shezeh chaya, or harini nazir shezeh behema, he makes a suffix nazirus.
Parak shishi.
Not only can't the nazir drink wine, he can't eat grapes, he cannot eat the pits and the skins of the grapes, the chatzanim and the zagim. Kal yotze min hagefen mitzdarfim zeh mzeh, all the parts of the grape are mitzdarf to form a kazayas. So hence, if he consumes a half a kazayas of chatzanim and a half a kazayas of zagim, he's still chay of malchus. The Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah that the leaves and the vines are not aser. Rabbi Elazar disagrees and holds they are aser. The Rabbanan learned it out from a prat uklal uprat. The prat in the pasuk is miyayin v'shecher yazir. It specifies yayin and shecher. Then the pasuk says a klal, mikol asher yasa migefen hayayin, general category. Then the Torah goes ahead and says a prat, mechatzane v'ad zog. Klal, prat uklal, yatadon, ela ke'en haprat. Just like the prat includes pri upsailas pri, so too all pri and psailas pri, the grape, and let's say the chaymitz, the vinegar, which is a psailas pri, is aser. However, the leaves are not aser. Rabbi Elazar argues because he darshan's miut viribui. So he only says the shabeshta, the woody part, would be mutter. However, the olive lulavin, the leaves, would be aser. Tersha bal peh uses many, many limudim. We have a klal uprat, a prat, klal uprat uklal, prat uklal, klal, and prat klal uprat. Many other limudim of Tersha bal peh are found in Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, which is at the end of Karbonos in the Siddur.
Taf lamed hey. The Gemara brings the concept of klal prat uklal by Meister Sheni. As the pasuk says, v'nasata hakesef b'chol asher ta'ava nafshecha. That's the klal. The tzayin of a yayin of a sheicher is the prat. V'chol asher tishocha nafshecha is the klal. So as the Gemara learns out, a person could buy with Meister Sheni anything which is similar to the prat. So therefore it must be primi priyugud lekarka. It has to be something which is fruit from fruit. Food produced by other food, which would include plants and animals which feed on plants. This comes to exclude water, salt, and fish. The Gemara explains the difference between klal uprat uklal and klal uprat. By both you follow the prat, but by klal uprat uklal, even if there's one sad similar to the prat, we would go ahead and include it. Masha'en came by just klal uprat, you actually need specifications to match the prat in two different ways. Ein hetter mitzdarf l'isser chutz mei yisurei nazir, shari amru tayra mishris. For example, by nevela you need a solid kezayis of nevela. However, by nazir, even if you only have a piece of bread which is soaked in wine and together it's mitzdarf to make a kezayis, in that case, by nazir, that would be considered as a tziruf masha'enkein by nevela. Taf lamed vav. If you darshan the word kol, then there are two other places that we say that had the mitzdarf l'ister. One would be by bal saktira, because the halacha is that by the aktara of the menachas on the mizbeach, you cannot be makter chametz. So what would be the halacha if you have a half kezayis of chametz and a half a kezayis of matzah? In this case of haktara, we would say that they are mitzdarif. Another example is that the lav of eating a taruvus shall chametz on Pesach. Someone who eats a shear of kutach. Kutach is a type of chametz spread that had breadcrumbs in it. A person goes ahead and eats it on Pesach. He's not chayev. Why? Because kutach is generally considered as a spread, and it's not something that's eaten itself. So hence you're not chayev, because bat l'daitai eitzel kol adam. Because even though that you want to eat it, but nevertheless, since most people don't eat it straight, in such a case, you would not be chayev. The Gemara suggests that there's no tavlin which you're chayev in truma b'day raisa. It's only min rabbanon. The only truma b'day raisa is by dagon, yayin, and shemesh. The Rabbeinu Tam holds a food has to be kebeya to be makabel tuma. Rashi disagrees and says that the shear of kebeya is to be metama. However, even less than a kebeya is makabel tuma. Daf lamed zayin. Truma mizman hazeh d'rabbanon. Therefore, we can be saimach on certain kulas, such as shani oimer that the Gemara discusses when it falls into a taruvus. The Gemara brings the klal of tam ki ikar. What's an example of tam ki ikar? A cholent potato. If let's say you have a potato that falls into a cholent that has treifa meat in it, and you pull out the potato would be aser because tam ki ikar, because we say the tam of the meat went into the potato, and that tam is there, and hence tam ki ikar would aser the potato. Our Gemara says that this is said by wine of Naziris, by Arla, by Klai HaKerem, and then the Gemara says that it's also said B'chol HaTorah Kula. Some Tanoim will learn out Tam Ki Iker from Basa B'cholof. If a drop of Cholof falls into a pot of meat, we say that the milk adds tam, and hence it's asr, and hu adin b'chol ha'tara kula. A kli with blius shel iser requires hagala before using it in order to get rid of it. The tam from the kli has to be taken out of the kli, and that's done with hagala. This is learned out from the parsha of kli midyan. Midaraisa, only kedera ben yoyma requires hagala before using it. But if it's in Eina ben yoyma, it does not require hagala, and it's mutter to use because it's nice and tam lefgam. In other words, if you have a pot which has not been used in 24 hours and you cook most food items in it, but midaraisa would be mutter because of it's only nice and tam lefgam. Nevertheless, the Rabbanon asserted it and said that your person cannot use an Eina ben yoyma, otu ben yoyma. That means that if we're going to let people use kelim that haven't been used in 24 hours and ein ben yoyma, they will then get mixed up and they will come to use a ben yoyma kli, and hence min rabbanon it's also to lechatchila go ahead and use a kli she'ein ben yoyma, which is not kosher. However, b'di'evad, the halacha is if a person cooks in a pot which has not been used in 24 hours, it's an ein ben yoyma, b'di'evad, the food would be kosher in most cases. The klal of hetter mitzdarf l'isser is said by Nazir and Chatas. According to Rabbi Kiva, because of shnei ksuma abayim ke'echad ein melamdin, we cannot extend this to call it chatara kula. The Rabbanans say it's not shnei ksuma abayim ke'echad. They hold that hetter mitzdarf l'isser l'chol chatara kula. That which we say isurei Nazir are mitzdarf with each other, for example, a half a kazayas of chartzanim with a half a kazayas of zakim, in other words, a half a kazayas of the skins together with a half a kazayas of the pits, is afilu b'zeh achar zeh, even one after the other. Hetter mitzdarf l'isser is only b'vasachas. Daf lamed ches. Is hetter mitzdarf l'isser said only by liquids or also by solids? Rabbi Yochanan holds even eichlin. Blazer holds only by mashkin. There are 10 revi'is in halacha. There are 5 red ones. Revi'is nazir liyayin. Dalad koisis b'pesach. One cannot paskin a shayla after they've drank a revi'is. Kayan, who drinks revi'is and does the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, is chayav misa. Revi'is dam is metama when it comes from 2 different mason. And there are 5 white ones. The simon of these ones are chalas nazir mitzarish and ifsalu b'shabbos. There's machlekes tanoim if a revi'is of water is enough for 2 people for netilas yadayim. There's no malchus for a lav shebecholos. Rava holds that since the lav of mechassanei ve'adzag loisoichlu is a lav shebecholos, hence, there's no malchus. Daf lamed tes. The Gemara is a shaila. Does hair grow from the top or out of the root? The Gemara is poshit. It's milasachas. It's from the bottom, out of the root. Another is chayav malchus not only if he shaves his hair, but he's even chayav malchus for pulling out one hair. At the end of one's nazirus, the nazir uses a razor to shave the hair of his head. Daf mem. Rav Chista said, if he shaves one hair, he gets malchus. By tiglachas, at the end, if he leaves over 2 hairs, he's not yotzei. And to be sais in nazirus, he must cut off roiv of his hair. The Mishnah Nagoyim says there are 3 tiglachas shal mitzvah. By nazir, by mitzvah, and by the levim. The Gemara says that the iser of upas, the kanam lo yigalechu, is only with a razor. Daf mem aleph. Kol makim shata moitze, esei v'lois asei. Imatayochu lekayim es shneim, mutav. Wherever you have an essay and lois assay, if you can be mekai in both, the assay and the lois assay, that's the best thing. If it's impossible to be mekai in both, in other words, one has to give, then the halacha is we say, essay decha lois assay. Everyone knows the halacha that one must not cut off his payas. However, maybe this only applies if you cut the payas off an existing head of hair. What if one cuts off all of the hair? The Gemara discusses whether we say Hakafas kol haroish shmei hakafa or loy shmei hakafa. Rabbi Elazar darshins esed doicha loy say from the pasuk leisil b'shatnez, followed by gedilim taselach, that tzitzis can be made from shatnez. So tzitzis is the mitzvah asay, and shatnez is a loy asay, and we learn out that you can go ahead and make tzitzis from shatnez. So we learn out of there esed doicha loy asay. Daf mem beis. The Gemara says that Rubei Kekulai is Deiraisa. L'mashal, if a person shachs Roiv of the Simonim, in other words, the esophagus and the windpipe, it's Kasher L'shchita. The Gemara brings the Shita of Reb Shimon, that Davar Shenim Eschavin is Mutter. This is why a Nazir may shampoo his hair, because as long as it's not with earth, it's only with shampoo, in that case, it would be a Davar Shenim Eschavin, and it would be okay in case he would accidentally pull out some hair. However, combing is asr because it's a psik reisha. A nazir who continuously drinks wine or becomes tameh or shaves all day is chayev malchus once. But if he gets hasra each time, he's chayev for each time. Rabbi explains this is only by tumas maga and tumas oil. However, if you have maga and maga or other non-oil tumas, we don't say this. In other words, you have to have one oil within this case. However, if all you had was non-oil type of tumas, we would not say this. Rabbi Yosef argues and says that he could be chayav malchus twice, even for a case of two non-oil dikatumas, for example, maga followed by tumas maga. Tuma b'chiburin is deraisa. If Reuven is touching a mace and someone touches Reuven simultaneously, they are tameh. They're tameh for 7 days. However, if someone touches Shimon while he touches Reuven, while Reuven touches a mace, he only has deraisa tuma ad ha'erev, and only midrabbanan he has tumas shiva. Daf mem gimel. A nazir who comes into a room with a geises and the geises dies is over on bia and tuma at the same time. The Shita Mikubetzis brings a raya that hasra safik shmei hasra, because when he received hasra for the geises, it was only a safik if the geises would die. So we have a raya that hasra safik is hasra. Another may come in contact with a mitzera or a zav. Lahalacha, a kayin is permitted to come in contact with a geises. A kayin may only be metamet to his karev, whose complete body is buried. If only his partial body remains, then it's aser. However, by a mace mitzvah, this case would be mutter. So let's say the karev, they only were able to recover part of the body of the karev. In such a case, it would be aser for the kayin to be metame to one of his shiva karevim. Of course, the shiva karevim include the father, the mother, the sister, who was not never married, the brother, son, daughter, and a wife. A kayin may not be metameh to a missing aver of a karev. In other words, if let's say they go ahead and amputate an arm, chas v'shalom, then in such a case, the kayin would not be permitted to be metameh to that aver. The Nei Rabbi Yehuda says he cannot be metameh even to his own aver. In other words, if they amputate from a kayin himself, he cannot be metameh to that aver. However, if a karev of a kayin has an amputation and dies later, then in that case the kayin could be metamet to him because this is still considered as a shalim. In other words, if let's say his father had his leg amputated and a year later the father passed away, so l'chaira the father is not being completely buried because his leg was buried a year ago. Nevertheless, in such a case, the kayin would be permitted to be metamet because since once they amputated him, the shalimus of his father was without the leg, that's considered bishleimus, and hence, in that case, it would be permissible for the kayin to be metameh to his father. Daf mem dalet. The Mishnah and the Gemara elaborate on different chumras and kulois of the three lavin of Naziris. Tumah is chamur in that it's soisa legamri if he becomes tameh, and he's chayv bekarbon if he becomes tameh. Tiglachas is only soisa lamid yoim, but it's not machayv and bekarbon. And yayin is not soisa at all. Yayin is more chamer, as it's not hutu mechlala. It's never permissible. She'en kein, tumah is mutter b'meis mitzvah. As the pasuk says, lo aviv u'le'imai lo yitame. So we darshan from there, hala meis mitzvah, shari for meis mitzvah would be permissible. Tiglachas is mutter by mitzayra. Yayin, however, is not even mutter by yayin shal mitzvah, such as kiddush. Because the Gemara learns out of Xeris HaKasuv, Miyayin V'Sheichar Yazir. The Gemara therefore attempts to make various Kalachaymers, since we have certain Chumras and certain Kulas, by Yayin, by Tumah, and by Tiglachas, by the Yisurin Nazir. The Gemara attempts to make various Kalachaymers, however, the Gemara proves from Xeris HaKasuv, Keneged, all these Kalachaymers. Another Tomei brought his Karbonus on the 8th day of Tumah. There were three parts of the Machne when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. There was the Machne Yisrael, the Machne Leviya, and the Machne Shechina. The Beis HaMikdash had the same three type of Machnes. Yerushalayim was equal to the Machne Yisrael. Har HaBayis, until the Shaar Niknor, was connected to the Machne Leviya. And inside was the Machne Shechina. And there were different dinim as far as different people who were tamei, as far as how far in they were able to go. A mitzayra had to leave the entire Machne Yisrael. So too a mitzayra has to leave the entire city of Yerushalayim. A zav couldn't even go into the Machne Leviyah. Someone who was tamei meis could go until the Shaar Nikuner. The Gemara discusses whether a tful yom shel zav is kezav. Daf mem hei. Moshe carried the atzamos with him in the Machne Leviyah. There was a machloikis on which carbon was the Nazir Megaleach. Rabbi Yehuda says it was on the Shlomim. Rabbi Elazar says l'chadchila it's on the Chatas, but b'diavad it could be on any one of the three carbonis. When the Torah says that he's Megaleach be'oil mayed, it cannot mean that he's actually in the Azara at the time of his haircut, as this would be a bizayin. It must refer to the Shlomim. In other words, that he's Megaleach on the Shlomim. In fact, L'chadchila he could be Megaleach anywhere. Not only is he not Mechuyev to be Megaleach Ba'azara, but he could be Megaleach anywhere. Mishzuri argues and says that only a woman Nazira would not be Megaleach in the Beis HaMikdash. However, a man would be. Rabbi Elazar says that a Nazir can only be Megaleach during the day. The Nazir took soup of the Shlomim and he put it on the hair and placed it on the fire underneath the Shlomim. Daf mem vav. Rav said that tnufa by nazir is ma'akev. The Brisa says that a person who has no hands can still complete his naziris even though he is unable to make a tnufa. Daf mem zayin perek shvi. A kohen gadol and nazir can be metamet to a meis mitzvah. There is a machlokes in the Mishnah if a kohen gadol and nazir came across a meis, who should be metamet? The kohen or the nazir? In other words, Shaila is, a Kayin is not allowed to be Metame L'meis, and an Azir is not allowed to be Metame L'meis, but we say that B'maka Meis Mitzvah, if there's nobody else to bury this Meis, in such a case we say that it's permissible for a Kayin, and it's permissible for an Azir. The Shaila is, what if they're both standing here? Who should go ahead and be Metame? The Gemara discusses other such examples. A Meshuach B'Shemen is Adif Mimeruba Begadim. In other words, besides the Kohen Gadol, there was also a Kohen Gadol who was a Meshuach B'Shemen, and there was a Meruba Begadim. So the question is, who's better? Who's more Chashev? So the Gemara says that a Meshuach B'Shemen is more Chashev. So hence, the Meruba Begadim would be Metame first. A Meruba Begadim is Adif Mimeshuach She'avar. The Gemara also discusses a Meshuach Melchama and a Skan Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Kveger in Shulchan Aruch in Yeradei Simin Shin Ayin Dalet brings a very important Taisus that says that the halacha that a Kohen Gadol can be metame to a Meis Mitzvah, or even a Kohen can be metame to a Meis Mitzvah, it does not necessarily mean that the Meis Mitzvah has to be buried. If let's say a Kohen is going on the road and he finds a Meis Mitzvah, and he needs just to pull the mace out of the sun, shalei yasriach, in order that the body does not decay and decompose, even that's going to be permissible. Daf mem ches. The Gemara makes several drashas from psukim. Kol nafshois meis lo yavei lo aviv lo ima lo yitama. By kohen gadol and by nazir. Lo aviv lo ima lo achiv lo achos lo yitama. Lo hem b'moisam. In other words, to one of those krovim, Kohen Gadol and Nazir cannot be metame when they die. But Moisa made a metame. Aval metame hu l'nigam ulzivasam. You cannot be metame to them after they die. However, to someone who is stricken with negatzaras, someone who is a mitzayra, or someone who is a zav or a zava, to them one could be metame. Then the Gemara darshins lo aviv le'ima lo yitama aval metame hu le'meis mitzvah. Even if he's both a kohen gadol and a nazir, both if he's a kohen gadol and a nazir, maybe I would say that there he cannot be metame le'meis mitzvah, because you could say a kohen gadol can be metame le'meis mitzvah and a nazir can be metame le'meis mitzvah. But someone who's both should be zochamer. Even in such a case, a person could be metame le'meis mitzvah. The Rambam in Perek Beis Mehilchas Avelus says, whoever a person is not misabel for, a kohen is not metame to them, of course, unless it's a meis mitzvah. So, for example, a father that a person is misabel for, That would be an example where the Kayin is metame to them. However, Haruge Beistin, where there is no halacha that one is misabel, even if it's the one's father is chayev misa, misa's Beistin, in that case there would be no avelas, so too a Kayin would not be able to be misabel to his father if he is a Haruge Beistin. So the Pesachei Teshuva at the beginning of Siman Shinayin Gimel in Yaradeya brings down the following Shaila, following Chakira from the Tshuvas V'sheva Kayin. He says, according to this rule, it should come out that a katan, a child, cannot be metamet to his father. Because we know the halacha that says that a katan is not misavil. Rachman al-Tzlan, a child, let's say, of 12 years old, loses his father. The halacha is that the katan does not sit shiva. There is no avelus for the father. So according to the rule of the Rambam, it should come out that he should not be able to be metamet to the father either, al schinach. Because in such a case, since he's not misavil, wherever one is not misavil, in such a case, you're not metamet lemeis, one would not be metamet to such a karev. So on one side of the chakira, the Pesachei Teshuva says he should not be able to be metamet to his father if he's a katan. However, on the other tzad, we say that the whole reason that a katan does mitzvahs is al chinuch. So a gadol in that same scenario, since a gadol is mechuyev to be metame, a gadol who's a kayin is mechuyev to be metame to his father, so we apply that halacha to a katan too. So since, had he been a gadol, he would be mechuyev to be metame if he would be a kayin, so too if he's a katan, even though this katan is not misavil, but we look at it as if he would be a gadol, and that's how we apply the din of chinuch. So the Pesachei Teshuva blibes Tzarech Iyun. If a person was going to shech the Karban Pesach, or mal his son, and a karav passes away, he should not be metame. However, lemeis mitzvah, he should be metame. Daf mem tes. Revi istam sheyotze mishnei meisim is metame. A nazir is megaleach for oil, or tumas maga and masa, by a kezayis min ameis, or other variations. Halacha l'moshe misinai, that although a roiv akam atzamos is metame ba'oil, in order to be megaleach, the nazir has to be in an oil with a chatzi kam atzamos. The Gemara said that after Rav Meir died, Rabbi Yehuda told his Talmidim, do not allow the Talmidim of Rav Meir to come in, because they're going to go ahead and try to undermine that which I'm saying. Rashi in Kedushin explains that pshat was that the Talmidim of Rav Meir were going to try to push their way into the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yehuda to show that the Beis Medrash of Rav Meir is greater than the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yehuda. Sumchus pushed his way in and said that Rav Meir taught us that al elu tumas nazir megaleach, on the following tumas a nazir is megaleach, al hameis v'al kezayis min hameis.